Du bist bei Country Radio Switzerland und wir kommen mit einer weiteren Ausgabe von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Heute Gast im Studio ist der Bob Shivers, der Songwriter aus Austin, der ursprünglich aus Memphis stammt, aber seit langer Zeit hier in Texas wohnt. Viel Vergnügen bei dieser Sendung wünscht euch der Bruno Michel, euer Longtail Texan.
Und der Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio im historischen Salado, Texas.
Wie gesagt, der Bob Shivers kommt ursprünglich aus Memphis, dann ist er zuerst nach Kalifornien, wo er einige Erfolge in der Musikszene gefeiert hat. Dann war er jahrelang Songwriter in Nashville, bevor er dann 2008 nach Texas gezügelt ist. Insgesamt hat er über 3000 Songs geschrieben und ist auch heute mit 76 noch aktiv. Wie war denn das damals, als er in Los Angeles bei Capitol Records geschafft hat und auf einmal dort entdeckt worden ist?
I got this job at Capitol Records, my first job, third floor stockroom supervisor, and I was in charge of the Xerox machine, which was the size of a Buick back then. And everybody from the janitor to the president had to come to me for copies, including the lady in the publishing department who I got to know, and I gave her a reel-to-reel of my first six songs that I had written, and they were horrible. And so she played it in her office, and this guy, this Hollywood producer, heard it, and he said, who is that? And she said, it's the kid in the third floor stockroom. I had a major label record deal within a couple of weeks, and within, oh, let's say, a month of that happening, driving down Sunset Boulevard in my 66 Volkswagen on my way to Capitol Records to go to work, and my voice came on the radio singing this song, and I had to pull over on Sunset Boulevard right across from the Whiskey A Go-Go to listen to myself, and I told my wife about it, and she said, well, you can quit your job now.
Der Bob war also Leiter von Büromateriallagen bei Capitol Records und dort auch verantwortlich für den Kopierer, da hat man noch ein riesen Möbel, hat er gemeint. Alle Mitarbeiter vom Lehrling bis zum Chef mussten zu ihm kommen, wenn sie Kopien wollten. Eine Dame aus der Publishing-Abteilung hat dort ebenfalls kopiert und der Bob hat ihr eine Kassette gegeben mit 6 von seinen Songs, die er aufgenommen hat, wo er gemeint hat, rückblickend, die seien absolut furchtbar gewesen. Sie hat die Kassetten im Büro abgespielt, irgendein Produzent hat das gehört und gefragt, wer ist das? Und sie hat gemeint, das ist der Bursche am dritten Stock im Büromateriallager. Und innerhalb von ein paar Wochen hat der Bob Shivers einen Plattenvertrag gehabt. Und ungefähr einen Monat später, nach den ersten Aufnahmen, hat er dann auf dem Sunset Boulevard anhalten, weil er plötzlich seine Stimme aus dem Radio gehört hat. Seine Frau hat dann gefunden, hey, jetzt bist du berühmt, jetzt kannst du den Job aufgeben. Wie wenn das alles so einfach wäre. Da ist der Bob mit einem Live-Titel aus dem Studio, und zwar mit dem Lied, wo er erzählt, wie er den Elvis Presley kennengelernt hat in Memphis. I saw the king.
More miles to Memphis, down Highway 51, headed through Mississippi on my Harley Davidson, just outside of Graceland, I let my motor cool down, boys, it felt like I was standing on hallowed ground. Black Eldorado came cruising up to the gate. Big man in the back seat, looking tired and overweight. He rolled down the window, I could feel time stand still. Forget that moment, boys, I don't think I ever will. I saw the king coming home to meet his maker. I saw the king, and he was headed for the promised land. I saw the king at the gates of his mansion. Followed my angels, Lord, how they could sing. I saw the king. Gate man gave the signal, said let that limousine on through. I could feel the end was coming, not a thing that I could do. On a hillside up in heaven, the music began to play. And the Holy Spirit of Graceland slipped away. I saw the King coming home to meet his Maker. I saw the King, he was headed for the Promised Land. Pearly gates, gold streets, the King at the gates of his mansion. Followed my angel, Lord, how they could sing. I saw the King somewhere down on the Delta, Highway 51. I saw a ring around the sun. I heard the thunder as it rolled across the sky, and I knew it was time for me to say goodbye. So I did. Goodbye, big man. I saw the King coming home to meet his Maker. I saw the King, and he was headed for the Promised Land. Yes, he was. I saw the King at the gates of his mansion. Followed by angels, Lord, how they could sing. Hallelujah. I saw the King. For the gates of Graceland, I saw the King. I saw the King.
Eine von seinen CDs heißt We're All Naked, und da kommt der Titelsong.
Naked Truth About Love Songs. Little Billy told a lie to his mom and dad. Late that night, he felt so bad. Found the courage to face his fears. Told the truth, cried big tears. Mama said, son, I'm proud of you. Then she told him a story that I'll tell you. Said, we are all naked beneath our clothes. Below the surface, where no one goes. Behind the veil, deep down, there's a place where the truth is always found. You can fool the world, you will know. You can hide the truth, but it'll show. You can act like an angel, smell like a rose. But we're all naked beneath our clothes. Hey, everybody got trouble. Everybody got pain. Every now and then, you got to have a little rain. The sun don't shine every single day. And when that cold wind blows your way, you got to find a safe place inside your head. Just remember what little Billy's mama once said. She said, We're all naked beneath our clothes, below the surface where no one goes. Behind the veil, deep down, is a place where the truth is always found. You can fool the world, but you will know. You can hide the truth, but it'll show. You can act like an angel, smell like a rose, but we're all naked beneath our clothes. Said we're all naked in the eyes of the one who knows everything we ever done. From the top of our head to the tip of our toes, we're all naked beneath our clothes. Now little Billy, now little Billy, what happened to little Billy? Where's my iPad? Not bad. Little Billy's dad says something, and Billy answers, and then it kind of goes into, we're all naked beneath our clothes, below the surface where no one goes. Behind the veil, deep down, is a place where the truth is always found. You can fool the world, but you will know. You can hide the truth, but it'll show. You can act like an angel, smell like a rose, but we're all naked beneath our clothes. I said, we're all naked beneath our clothes. Said, we're all naked.
Ja, wo ist mein iPad, hat der Bob gefragt. Der ist ihm nämlich kurz vor der Sendung ausgestiegen während dem Soundcheck, und damit hat er null Zugriff auf sein Songmaterial. Und wenn du über 3000 Songs geschrieben hast, dann ist es ab und zu noch ein bisschen schwierig, dich daran zu erinnern, wie jetzt der geht, den du auf der Setliste zusammengestellt hast vor der Sendung. Wie gesagt, hat er in Memphis gearbeitet, in Nashville, in L.A. und auch seit vielen Jahren jetzt in Austin, Texas. Und ich wollte wissen, welche von diesen vier Musikmetropolen ihm dann irgendwie am meisten Komfort bringt.
Memphis, L.A., Nashville and Austin. Four major American music cities, each of which is totally different orientation. When I would move into a town, making new friends, and there are these groups of people, and I noticed it here in Austin, there are these, let's say, half a dozen at least, musical cliques, but everybody knows each other, and it's like this in life. You know, I'm in my group of people, and we fell together for whatever reasons, and but we all know everybody, and nobody holds anything against me for being in this or that group of people.
So all states sagen sehr unterschiedlich, meint der Bob, aber Austin hat etwas Spezielles, weil da gibt es jenste Musikklicken, das heisst einfach so Vereinigungen, die einen im Jazz, die anderen im Blues, die anderen im Folk. Es ist eigentlich egal, in welcher Clique das du sagst, weil erstens akzeptiere jeder jeden und zweitens kennen sich untereinander. Also es sei überhaupt nicht wichtig eigentlich, und es kümmere niemand, in welcher Gruppe dass er jetzt da gerade aktiv sei. Wie gesagt, sein iPad ist ausgestiegen, ab und zu führt das zu so lustigen Sachen wie da beim nächsten Lied, wo er versucht hat, seinen Titel «I am a Patriot» vorzutragen.
There's a song that I would really like to play. So can I just play a little bit of it and
sure.
Get as through as much of it as I can? I wasn't born into money. No silver spoon in my mouth. No land of milk and honey for this young boy from the South. My college education came from my mama's sweat and blood. She was my inspiration, and I was the prize of our neighborhood. I learned the value of a dollar from my granddad, who raised four kids back in the Great Depression, where so many good folks hit the skids. So let's see if I can do the chorus. I am a patriot, born in the USA. I am a patriot, and that's all I can remember of that song.
Ja, wie gesagt, über 3000 Songs hat er geschrieben. Jene Leute haben seine Titel aufgenommen, darunter auch der Johnny Cash. Wie ist denn das gegangen?
When I was making records in Hollywood, my producers wanted me to sing really high, because I can sing really high, but I got to go on tour with Johnny Cash, and he recorded a song of mine, and it's a song which I'll attempt to play, called River of Jordan. So it was on a record called Gettysburg to Graceland, when I moved to Nashville from California, where I had a publishing deal with Criterion Music, and Johnny Cash's manager heard River of Jordan, and Cash recorded it. So a year or so went by. Cash, after that record was made, he went on a spiritual quest, and he came back with a completely different idea of what he wanted to do. So he shelved all the songs on that record, and my song never came out.
So from album Gettysburg to Graceland hat der Bob den Song River of Jordan aufgenommen. Und Johnny Cash, sein Manager, hat den Titel gehört und hat gefunden, er muss den Cash aufnehmen, was er auch gemacht hat. Als das Album fertig eingespielt war, ist der Johnny Cash auf eine so spirituelle Reise gegangen. Und als er zurückkam, hat er den ganzen Albuminhalt auf den Ring gestellt und hat komplett andere Songs aufgenommen. Und so ist Bob sein Titel nie rausgekommen. Also sollen der Bob da gerade selber spielen, River of Jordan.
Ja, okay. Oh, help me if I forget this. Help me, God. There's a river that flows outside Atlanta, down through the backwoods, Louisiana. To the it baptizes sinners on Sunday. And it flows all over the world. I'll get the course. River of Jordan, fountain of hope. Take all the sorrow and wind like a rope to all of your grace. Right through this garden, wash all our sins away in the River of Jordan. And the bridge is something like this. And we pray for a better understanding and for love and peace all over the world. River of Jordan, fountain of hope, take all our sorrow, wind like a rope with all of your grace. Grant us a pardon, free us today on the banks of the River of Jordan. Part of it anyway.
Wenn du so viele Lieder geschrieben hast, passiert es dir dann nicht etwa dir, dass du neue Songs schreibst und dann irgendwann merkst, oh crap, das habe ich ja schon mal irgendwo in einem Lied verpackt?
Boy, that's a good question. And I guess it would be that I have a song called Every Moment is a Miracle. And every song is. I think every feeling is. While I may have the same emotions or have been through similar situations, one of my missions as a songwriter, obviously, is to make a new twist and a new update on whatever I'm writing about. I've been fortunate enough, some people can't do it. You could find 100 songs of mine that sound like another 100, you know. But after you write several thousand songs, it doesn't matter anymore.
Eine gute Frage, meint der Bob. Auch wenn man manchmal die gleichen Emotionen von früher wieder hat, versuche ich jeden Song ein bisschen individuell zu gestalten, aber es könnte schon passieren, dass etwa 100 von seinen Songs ähnlich tönen wie andere 100. Aber bei über 3000 spiele ich das ja auch überhaupt keine Rolle. Er hat im vorherigen Clip über den Johnny Cash Song angetönt, er kann relativ hoch singen, der Bob Cheevers. Und es hat viele Leute, die eigentlich sagen, du tönst ja wie der Willie Nelson. Da ist der Titel «You Just Sound Like Willie».
I'm a fan of the red-headed stranger and the way he lives life on his bus, laughing and loving, singing and playing. And when you meet him, he's just like one of us. From Nashville to the Badlands of Texas, Waylon and Cash and Chris by his side, highwaymen on their musical horses. But Willie's voice stands out when they ride. When I sing, people say, you sound just like Willie. I don't try to do it, it just comes out that way. How often I hear, you sound just like Willie. But I'm a Tennessee hillbilly, and I smile when folks say, you sound just like Willie. So when you hear me sing, I'm on the road again, or angel flying too close to the ground. It's just me playing songs on my sixth string. But I'm told that my voice makes a sound like the sands of time slipping through an hourglass, held in the hands of a man we hold dear. I sure hope you folks like my music, 'cause a red-headed stranger ain't here. When I sing, people say, you sound just like Willie. Could be all that weed or the shiner bock beer. And when I go to heaven, I'm sure a few angels will land on my shoulder and whisper in my ear. And they'll say, Bob, has anybody ever told you who you sound like? You sound just like Willie.
Ja, das ist ein Titel ab dem Bob seiner 2014er CD «On Earth as it is in Austin». Und jetzt kommen wir zu einem weiteren Live-Titel aus dem Studio, nämlich «When the Leaves Turn Gold».
This is a song that I played when Suzanne took me back, and I played her this song, and I said, man, I'm so excited, and I just wrote this for you. And she listened to it, and she said, Bob, you sure have an imagination. Somebody said Willie should do this song. June and July flew by my window. Next thing I knew, the trees were bare. Being with you is all these rainbows. It could be dark and cold, but why should I care? I have this old coat I wear, and I know you will be there with me when the leaves turn gold. I believe and I have learned the flame and me will burn when the leaves turn gold. You read your book, I play my piano. Rain coming down like it was the end of the world. You give me that look, like where did the time go, baby? My head answers, I don't know. But my heart says I love you so. We will grow old holding each other when our story is told. Folks will say they stay together through every kind of weather. I have this old coat I wear. I know you will be there with me when the leaves turn gold. I believe in, I've learned, the flame between you and me will burn when the leaves turn gold. That old flame will burn when the leaves turn gold. You and me together when the leaves turn gold.
Jetzt ist er 76, der Bob Cheevers denkt er gelegentlich ans Aufhören.
No plans. Last year was a really bad year for me health-wise. I had major spine surgery and major hand surgery within a month of each other. And it's taken me a year to get back sort of to level. My back will never be the same. I can't do a lot of things that I'm supposed to, that I used to be able to do. My hand works. I can play, so that's good. I just got out of 5 weeks of pneumonia. My ear went deaf in this ear. They had to lance it, and I had to cancel my double hernia operation.
Kassettige Plan, sagt er. Das letzte Jahr sei für ihn gesundheitliche Herausforderung gewesen. Rückenoperation, Handoperation, Lungenentzündung, Hörverlust auf einem Ohr. Und eine abgesagte Hernie-Operation. Also was soll's, meint er, einfach weitermachen. Humorvolle Titel sind manchmal auch sein Ding. Im nächsten Lied geht's darum, wer in einer Songwriter-Runde den dümmlichsten Song kann spielen, den er je geschrieben hat. Und das haben sie dann auch noch zu einem Wettbewerb gemacht. Und wie das gegangen ist, hören wir da.
So we had this thing in Nashville called Song Mania each month, and that's 16 hit songwriters divided up into four, and each songwriter would play their stupidest song they'd ever written or whenever they'd written it, and the audience would vote on a winner, and then the three losers had to give an excuse why their song lost, and then the audience would vote on the excuse. Well, my song won in the song round, and at the end it lost, but my excuse won. Maybe it was something in the water from the town of my youth that accounts for the weird little habit some folks call uncouth. Started back in high school, continues today. My thing about undergarments got a little carried away. Well, underpants, underpants, I love my girlfriend's underpants, 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 I just love my girlfriend's underpants. I dig through her dirty clothes every time I get the chance. Try them on, do a little dance. Yeah, I love my girlfriend's underpants. Well, I was never really much into baseball. Had other things on my mind, thinking about my girlfriend. and what covered her behind. You see, I had this reputation. It was hard to explain. I was born with this condition called lingerie on the brain. Well, underpants, underpants, I love my girlfriend's underpants, underpants, underpants. I just love my girlfriend's underpants. I dig through her dirty clothes every time I get the chance. Try 'em on, do a little dance. Yeah, I love my girlfriend's underpants. The first time she dropped her linen in the hamper by the bathroom door, I just stood there grinning. And I had this feeling I'd never had before. All brought on by underpants. Underpants. And it goes on through the chorus again. So usually I ask the audience to sing. So join with me on the chorus. Okay, just the boys. So underpants, underpants. I love my girlfriend's underpants. See, that's pretty good for boys. And then the girls. Underpants, underpants. I love my girlfriend's underpants. That's not bad. See? See how fun that was?
Was bevorzugt Bob in Sachen Auftritt? Sind es mehr seine regelmäßigen Gigs, wo er alle Wochen oder alle Monate an gewissen Ort hat, oder die Spontanen, die da reinschneien?
Well, I love to play. I made a pact when I was about 70, which was 6 years ago, and it just doesn't seem like that's possible, to play and sing as much as I possibly could, because I would rather do that than anything. There's just nothing like it in playing for people who listen, who come to hear what I have to say and what I have to sing about. Then there's the other side, the infamous brewery and the places at the Oasis. I play four times a month at the Oasis for 2 hours at sundown. I've cut my teeth in smoky bars fighting for the airwaves. So I love doing that. I love playing an infamous one. My job at these places is to get somebody to listen. And every time somebody will listen.
Es ist eigentlich egal, meint er, er will einfach spielen. Vor 6 Jahren mit 70 hat er den Vorsatz gefasst, dass er für den Rest von seinem Leben so viel wie möglich will auftreten. Es gibt nichts Besseres, als für Leute zu spielen, die zuhören und wissen wollen, was er zu sagen respektive zu singen hat. Aber auch bei seinen regelmäßigen Gigs wie im Oasis oder so, da fühlt er sich wohl. Und wenn es mal laut zugeht, irgendeiner sagt immer rum, der zuhört. Der Bob hat Texas und seine Einwohner kennen und schätzen gelernt und darüber hat er auch einen Song geschrieben. Texas ist einzigartig, das ist der Titel Texas is an Only Child.
And Texas people are wonderful and I love the idea that Texas people feel that way about their state and it's like nowhere else in the world really. Okay. There's a stretch of open highway called I-35. Takes you straight through Dallas if you manage to survive the small town state troopers who drive that interstate, clocking 18-wheelers and checking them for weight. Hurricanes hit the Gulf Coast, part of Galveston disappeared. T-shirts saying keep Austin weird. Texas isn't only child, a real lone star, but you can be her friend no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, her rivers running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child, just like me, only child, Memphis, Tennessee. Remember Santa Ana? His pants down to his knees, with the yellow rose of Texas, doing all she could to please. Towns with names like Waco, towns who found his fame, singing about banditos, Pancho and Lefty were their names. Davy Crockett, Hoodoo Wars, tales of Texas gold. Then came Buddy Holly, and the rest is rock and roll. Texas is an only child, a real lone star, but you can be your friend no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, her river's running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child. Lone Star Independence, alive and well today. Life is bigger here, that's what people say. The
the sound of the Dick Whale. Turn young boys into men. Longhorns and the goal line of Texas A&M. Willie's on his tour bus and he is rolling up a... He could get his hair cut, but what would be the point? Faded red bandana, beat up old guitar, singing Whiskey River while Kinky smokes cigars. Legends from El Paso to the Louisiana line. Forget the days of Georgia on my mind. Texas is an only child, real old star, but you can be her friend no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, a river running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child. The great state of Texas, where is it, is an only child. Texas music.
Auch im legendären Luckenbach, Texas, spielte Bob Chambers ab und zu, auch wenn er im Gegensatz zu allen Texanern nicht gern Lone Star Beer hat. Der Untertitel Luckenbach.
Let's try this.
Down at the end of an old country road, there's a place where you can lighten your load. Just hang around and drink a Lone Star beer. Look, there's not a better place to be down here. It's like a town in some old picture show, a cool oasis where banditos go. Familiar faces where time moves slow. The sound of music makes you tap your toes. That's what I love about Luckenbach. People come to hang around and talk. They get the swagger in the way they walk. That's what I love about Luckenbach. Nobody's bothered by hands on a clock. Front porch old folks and armchairs rock. Windows open and doors unlock. That's what I love about Luckenbach. Luckenbach, Alabama. I spent a month here on a Sunday afternoon, howling at the Texas moon, watching the sunrise with my beautiful girl. There's not a better place to be in this world. The human race has a long way to go. And just in case you wonder how I know, I've been to Luckenbach in early spring. It's paradise, folks, it's the real thing. That's what I love about Luckenbach. People come to hang around and talk. They get this swagger in the way they walk. That's what I love about Luckenbach, Luckenbach. Nobody's bothered by hands on a clock. Front porch old folks and armchairs rock. Windows open and doors unlock. That's what I love about Luckenbach. Windows open and doors unlock. That's what I love about. That's what I love about. That's what I love about Luckenbach. Now I prefer Shinerbach or Ziegenbach. Thank y'all.
Bob Chambers mit Luckenbach. Ich bin mit ihm einig, ich bevorzuge auch Shinerbach oder Ziegenbach im Vergleich zu Lone Star, aber ich denke, Lone Star, so ist es ja nicht. Vor ein paar Jahren hat Bob die Idee gehabt, ein neues Album rauszubringen, das den Titel hatte, Bob on a Stick. Wie ist denn das gekommen?
Well, it's on a memory stick, 14 songs. It just seemed perfect. I thought I was ahead of the curve. People would just buy it because, you know, now if you have a fairly new car, there's no CD player in it. You have this USB port. Absolutely sold just about nothing.
Ik had het idee gehad, het album op mijn memory stick raus zu geben, also auf so einem USB-Stick, weil sie in den neueren Auto praktisch keinen CD-Player mehr haben, sondern nur noch USB-Anschlüsse. Da haben sie sich gedacht, das ist eine super Idee. Und das hat sich so gut wie überhaupt nicht verkauft. Wie sich die Stimme von Bob Chivers über die letzten 20 Jahre entwickelt hat, hören wir in den letzten zwei Titeln. Da zuerst einen aus seinem Album von 1999, der da geheissen hat 12 Songs You'll Never Hear on the Radio. Und der heisst Poor Man's Hope.
When I was just a young missionary, there was a nun who taught me the rules. She gave me all of the knowledge I must have missed in missionary school. Graduation day, she kissed me in the vestibule. Then she ran her holy fingers through my hair. We both kneeled, said the Lord's Prayer. To the people in my parish, I'm the poor man's hope. No, I may not be perfect. Lord knows I'm not the Pope. I show up every Sunday and I say a little prayer. And I give the Lord's Supper to everybody there. And for those at the end of their rope, I'm the poor man's hope. And one night in a dream I had a vision. I met the girl Jerry Falwell fell for. And in my moment of indecision, I walked right through the devil's open door. I followed her just like a common sinner to a theme park called Jimmy Baker Land. And the boys in the band. To the people in my parish, I'm the poor man's hope. I fill 'em full of dreams just so they can cope. I baptize their babies, forgive them of their sins, and I tell them there's a heaven where the party never ends. And for those out on the street high on dope, I'm the poor man. And they follow me blindly with faith. And I stake my reputation on the promise of salvation and the money that I make. To the people in my parish, I'm the poor man's hope. Though I may not be eldest, Lord knows I'm not the Pope.
Bevor ihr die Stimme von Bob könnt mit heute vergleichen könnt, noch meine übliche letzte Frage: Was würde er sich in einem Interview fragen, das ich nicht gefragt habe?
What would make you happier about your career? You get to the next ladder, and my second wife was a hospice nurse, and she explained it this way. Life is a series of boxes. When this box fills up, you drop into the next box, and it's empty, and you have to fill it up, and then it goes on like that. And, you know, everybody's got their crossed a bear and an albatross, and I think I've finally gotten past that, where I'm not wishing that I could be where somebody else is, because where any of us is in life, there's always somebody below us and above us, and always something to look forward to and to be thankful for that we're not there anymore.
Er wird sich fragen, was ein Notzfriedner würde machen mit seiner Karriere, und er meint eigentlich nichts, weil das Leben besteht aus verschiedenen Abschnitten oder Boxen, wie er sagt. Und wenn eine voll ist, rutscht in die nächste. Es gibt immer Leute, die besser dastehen als man selber, aber eben auch solche, wo es weniger gut ging. Und darum hat er entschieden, vor langer Zeit einfach mit dem Erreichten zufrieden zu sein. Jetzt zum Stimmvergleich von vorher noch ein Titel aus dem aktuellen Album von 2019, wo der Kais hat Still in My Prime, das ist der Titel Even Money.
My candle burned out late last night. I've been joking for a while about moving on. I was sitting in the kitchen where I'd always write, holding my guitar, working on a song. A number two pencil in my cold dead hand, cigarette in my mouth, ready to smoke. The words even money had been written down. They were the last words I ever wrote. Even money, even money. That's how I live my life. Singing songs and telling stories. Half of them were true, half of them were lies. 50-50, dependent on the whiskey. Even money. I was a gambler, poet, teller of tales, drove with both hands on the roulette wheel. You toss a coin, it's either heads or tails. You take your chances, it's part of the deal. Even money, even money. That's how I live my life. Singing songs and telling stories. Half of them were true, half of them were lies. 50-50, depending on the whiskey. Even money. My body decomposes and my spirit turns to stardust. You will carry on. If the odds are in our favor, fate will bring us together. In a state of grace, we will sing this song. Even money, even money. That's how I live my life. Singing songs and telling stories. Half of them were true, half of them were lies. 50-50, depending on the whiskey. Even money.
Das war eine weitere Folge von Touring Texas Songwriters. Danke fürs Zuhören und tschüss zusammen, bis zum nächsten Mal, sagt Bruno Michel, euer Longtail Texan.